8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, November 20th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Center for Mental Health just received $600,000 to expand their Montrose location. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
For over the past year, Janie Sorensen has been working on a grant to overhaul the Montrose Clinic. The center wasn't eligible, but with the help of the City of Montrose, they've been able to grab a grant of over $500,000 to expand their facility.
It's a great opportunity for this center. The building would have been very difficult for us to do without the support of this grant.
Sorensen says that the grant will allow them to expand their building and renovate the current structure, as well as simply provide them with some more space.
The expansion of the Affordable Care Act and the expansion of Medicaid has allowed many people who have previously not been able to have services to have insurance so that they can receive services. And our capacity has just been greatly taxed the last couple of years, and we have multiple people sharing offices. So this is a wonderful chance to make our building bigger and to allow for the expanded population of people that we are serving and intend to serve in the future.
They'll be focusing on making the location more inviting and less sterile.
We're adding a lot of features that make it a more welcoming wellness center rather than an institutional feeling place. We have a committee that we've put together to make sure that what we're doing inside of and outside of our building is welcoming and warm and friendly and a good place to come when people need us.
The Center for Mental Health has offices all across the Western Slope, serving 6 counties. Sorensen hopes that the project will be completely done by this time next year. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
A reward is out for information about cattle on Black Mesa in Gunnison County that were shot and left. Sheriff Fred McKee of Delta County was asked to help try to find who's been killing calves while they graze.
Basically, we have people killing livestock, maybe just for entertainment or to use the stock that they're killing to leave them in place as a possible bear bait.
McKee says that killing cows is a serious crime.
It is unconscionable, and it's a theft of livestock. It's a criminal act. So every year we lose some livestock. Generally, they're butchered or just stolen. But to just outright shoot several animals and just leave them lay is not a real common act, no.
The Delta County Crime Stoppers, along with some regional cattlemen's associations, is offering a $5,000 reward leading to the arrest and conviction of the perpetrators. It's currently open enrollment for health insurance. Confusion still exists to what is happening with insurance co-ops and why the cost keeps rising. But sometimes even a meeting with the experts can't answer those questions. Aspen Public Radio's Elise Thatcher has more.
The last-minute event was co-coordinated by State Senator Kerry Donovan after thousands of locals found out this fall that their coverage will end in January. An evening full of questions began with the most concrete answer of the night. People wanted to know why the insurance carrier Colorado Health Op was suddenly canceled this fall. Division of Insurance spokesman Vince Plamel said it came down to how much the federal government was supposed to give the co-op to cover Medicare and Medicaid patients.
In early October, the federal government announced that they would only be giving insurers across the country only 12.6% of what those insurers were expecting. For the Health Op, that meant they were only going to get $2 million of an expected $16 million.
Putting the co-op into the red and likely to run out of money in the middle of next year. To prevent that, Plamel's office shut down the co-op, leaving more than 4,000 people in Eagle, Pitkin, and Garfield County without insurance for 2016. Plamel and Connect for Health Colorado, the state's insurance shopping website, have encouraged residents to get back in the saddle and purchase a new plan.
Many of us feel like we're alone in this whole mess.
Basalt Mayor Jackie Whitsitt.
I'm one of the people who is heading towards poverty level. My insurance rates were just quoted going up from $600 a month to $900 a month for $6,000 deductible. Anybody sound familiar?
Yeah.
There were many similar stories. The division and a representative for the state website sometimes asked to help people individually, while other times seeming to doubt how common such problems are and whether residents may be exaggerating.
I might as well wrap my kids in bubble wrap and keep them at home rather than pay for the cost of medical expenses in the valley or in this economy right now.
Carbondale resident Brendan Peterson was happy overall with Thursday's forum, but he and a friend shook their heads over one of the murkiest questions of the night, one that none of the experts could answer. Exactly what is driving up insurance costs? Regulators say it's doctors and hospitals. A representative of Valley View Hospital said no, a lot of money is paying for Medicaid and Medicare patients and people who simply are not paying their medical bills. Data showing just how many times people go to the doctor and what for is extremely difficult to access, but there could be answers down the road. Garfield County Commissioner Tom Jankowski said he hopes to partner with other counties to get that and see exactly what's going on. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.
Colorado's first ever statewide water plan was unveiled today. It lists nearly 200 recommendations and took a year and a half to complete. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Diverse groups from business and agriculture to conservation and water policy experts weighed in. The plan also received 30,000 comments from the public. Governor John Hickenlooper says it includes measurable objectives and concrete actions.
We all share the responsibility of implementation, of taking all this work and making sure that it is transformed into meaningful action.
Government agencies can make some changes, but others require changes to state laws. The Colorado Water Conservation Board, which spearheaded the water plan, says the state needs more money for water infrastructure and must increase water conservation. The governor hopes lawmakers will pass bills this upcoming legislative session, which begins in January. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.